late singer and songwriter, Harry Chapin, used to close his concert with a song called All My Life's a Circle. The recurring line was, seasons spinning round and round, the years keep rolling by. And so they do. And so do we come to the near close of another church year. I want to take a few moments to give a little retrospective on some of my thoughts about it, and then give our ministerial intern this year, Joyce Stewart, an opportunity to do the same. When I think back on this year, it's been one of very good times and high times and fun times, and low times and frustrating times and painful times, which is to say it's been a pretty normal year. Except that there is really no such thing as a normal year in the life of a congregation. Certainly not one like this anyway. Each year has its uniqueness, its own special qualities and attributes to it, even as it maintains its continuity with the past. So you have a past here to maintain our continuity with. This fall will mark the 180th, if my math is correct, the 180th anniversary of the founding of this church in 1826. We did have some fun this year. Remember back in October, that very delightful day, when we had Rick Maston here, both for the Sunday service and for the afternoon presentation he did, sharing some of his poetry, going back some 40 to 50 years. He was very delighted with it, said his visit here was one of the more successful of his New England tours. One of the outgrowths of that was that he and I set some things in motion for a book I'm now working on with him. It will be a retrospective of his life as a UU poet, singer, troubadour, and minister. Michelle and I were very fortunate to visit his home back in the Big Sur Hills during January on another leg of my divvied up sabbatical so he and I could move this project along. And speaking of books, I had a good time at the service where I presented my Beat Face of God book that I had spent a fair amount of sabbatical time working on. I'd say getting that thing written and published was not always all that much fun. I've written a couple books now, and I'm starting on another one. I swear I'm never going to do another one. And then I kind of find myself in the middle of it. But it was a kick. Maybe that's why you do it, because it's such a kick finally to get one out. We had a fun night here, I remember, during early December. We were one of the stops on the Nashua Holiday Stroll. I'm glad we were able to join that community effort and get some more profile in our community, even though we're a few blocks away from Main Street. People came through here all through that evening to see the various things that were happening in here, all the way from jugglers to a gospel choir. Had a lot of good stuff going on in here. And the service auction night was fun. A lot of work went into that, a lot of effort, as they always do. It's become, in addition to our major fundraiser, one of our major fundraisers, it's kind of one of our social events of the year. That Casablanca theme just worked so well. The decorations that Karen did and the music that Billy and Doug and Jeremy provided, and Steve Hedges, you were a fantastic bogey on that night. I think everybody kind of dressed for the occasion, and I need to thank everyone who made that evening such an enjoyable one. So we enjoyed ourselves in a lot of ways this year. And we also sought to extend our values and our principles, our little religious values and principles as well. Bob Keating had a very fine discussion series on that over a number of weeks. And I know a lot of time went into putting together the Social Justice Workshop Weekend that we had back in early April. And I did appreciate the work by our Social Justice Committee that made that happen, and that work is ongoing, even with the ballots that are in your order of service today. I especially enjoyed welcoming the Reverend Richard Gilbert here to this pulpit. It's one of the more articulate voices for social justice in our UU movement. He and I first met, as I think I said, during that service over 30 years ago when I was a seminarian. He was just beginning his career with the Unitarian Universalist Congregation Church in Rochester, New York, where he served for 32 years. So after that happened so long ago, for me now to welcome him back to a pulpit that I, of mine, it's like it was like having a circle come round. Many of us worked together this year through both the Granite State Organizing Project and our local NAACP branch in addressing the issue of funding for our local public schools in view and wake of the budget cuts that have gone into effect. And we've seen that in the news for a number of weeks now. The outcome of this whole process was was not the one that many of us wanted and were advocating for, but we have been commended in many circles for the persistent and respectful ways in which we, like I say, through the Granite State Organizing Project and the NAACP, we have been commended in many circles for the persistent and still respectful ways in which we made our voices and concerns heard on this matter. There will be other days, and we will be there. Also grateful for the response, a number of us here, many of my UU colleagues in the ministry, as well as lay people around the state, as we brought our voices to bear before the state legislature in helping to defeat the proposed state constitutional amendment that would foreclose the possibility of same-sex marriages ever being recognized in New Hampshire. Of course, if you're watching the news, you're aware this is one of those issues that refuses to go away. And if that's the case, well then, neither will I. And I've been gratified over this past year for the ways in which we have participated in the larger interfaith community here in our national area. I'm currently serving as the president of the National Area Interfaith Council. It's been a joy to do that, even though they have their meetings at 7:30 on the first Wednesday of each month. I somehow managed to pry myself loose and go and chair those meetings. We have become a really good interfaith group. In addition to the some of the more mainline Protestant Christian bodies in this community, the Temple, our UU congregation, we've also recently added both a Baha'i faith and a local Hindu community congregation to our membership as well. I thought we did a very good job of hosting that community Thanksgiving service back in November, and the choir did a great job of singing at that. The Interfaith Council also sponsors the annual Crop Walk to raise money for hunger relief to a very fine organization called Church World Service. And we hosted the Recruiters Dinner for that effort here back in September, and our senior high youth group in the Crop Walk won first prize for the best banner in that walk. So there are any number of ways we extended our principles and our values beyond our doors, not the least of which have been our weekly outreach collections as well. But I'm going to leave it at all this for now. Well, for all the many and varied outreach efforts, without which we would not truly be a religious community, the essence of who we are has to do, I think, with really how we relate to one another within this community. The ways we worship together, the ways we care for one another, in both times of joy and celebration, and in times of pain and loss, for how we teach our children, for how we learn from one another, how we pursue our journeys of the spirit and our journeys of the mind through a variety of programs and activities and informal happenings. All these things and more bind us together. And that is indeed the root meaning, as you've heard me say before, of the word religion itself, religare, to bind together. This is what we are finally about, binding together to one another, to our larger world, and to that which we sense is greater than ourselves, however we may know and name it. So I want to thank you this morning for being such a fine religious community in the very best sense of that word. We've had our sorrows, disappointments, losses, and challenges this past year as well. I spoke a few moments ago of June Haskell's son passing away. Last week we noted the death of two of our very beloved members, Sheila Ferland, our minister emeritus, Don Rowley. Yesterday, I led a service of remembrance for one of our former ministers who had moved out of this area, Clark Hills. In fact, he was buried and his service was held in a home in Dunstable. This is after Clark lost his struggle of many years to lymphoma. We know that life blesses us in many ways. We should always be receptive to those blessings. We know, we're often reminded, that even as it blesses us, life is transitory and fleeting as well. It is only ours to hold for a time, just as those that we know and love are only ours to hold for a time. So perhaps it's with these thoughts in mind of people we have lost this past year that I would say, remember to take the time, from time to time, to thank and bless those who enrich your lives. We face, as we always do, our institutional challenges as well. I should and must say at this point in my reflection what a tremendous word of thanks I have for all who work so devotedly to making this church the healthy congregation it is, for all who serve on boards and committees and work on fundraisers to keep the Simple Gifts Coffee House thriving, teaching our church school, lead adult programs, lead covenant groups, sing our choir, so many other aspects of our shared life here that are really too numerous for me to name. It would be impossible, I thought about this, it would be impossible to undertake a calculation of all the volunteer people hours that have been expended over the course of a church year here. I kind of wonder what that would be. So many of you are making us who we are. And simply saying thank you doesn't begin to cover it, but thank you anyway. We still face our institutional challenges, as we always do. Our executive board still struggles with how to fund the things we need to fund and still keep us fiscally sound. We continue to rely upon your generous support through pledges and contributions in order to make this happen. When I offered these kinds of reflective remarks at this service 1 year ago, I also announced we will be having an intern for the upcoming year, the person of Joyce Stewart, who's also working on the staff of our Unitarian Universalist Association while she completes her requirements for entering the UU ministry. Part of those requirements are to serve as an intern with one of our member congregations. It's been a delight to have her here. Joyce's final service, for those of you who are going to Ferry Beach in a couple of weeks, will be up there. But since we knew that some of you would not be going up there, I wanted to give her an opportunity this morning to offer some of her reflections on this year and how it's been a part of her path to the ministry. So, Joyce, you're on.